talking about the car, if your car started squeaking in different places, you might take it into the service station and tell the man to put it up on a rack and do what to it?
Grease it. Mm-hmm.
And if you got that stuff all over your hand, you'd say your hands were...
greasy.
And still talking about the service station, you might ask him to look up under your hood and check your...
Battery
or...
and oil.
Well, you were talking outside about what you would burn in lamps before you had electric lamps.
Mm-hmm. Coal oil.
Coal oil.
Uh-huh.
Kerosene.
Kerosene is the proper name for it, but they call it coal oil, usually. Around here is coal oil. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of people around here making a temporary lamp out of a bottle and some coal oil?
Sticking the cob in it, soak that cob with, and burn it.
Was there a name for anything like that?
I don't remember of a name for it.
People around here ever use the word flambeau or something like that? What about these black pots that sometimes you see on the road when they're working on the road to warn you of
smudge pots.
What about the inside part of the tire that inflates? You call that the inner
tube? Inner tube.
Or say if you had a boat and you wanted to take it down to the water, when you're actually putting the boat in the water, what do you call yourself doing? You say you're going to, what?
Dock it? Don't you?
Dock it's when you're tying it up, isn't it, after you're through with it.
Any particular word?
Yeah, there's something. But it's not.
Actually putting it in the water?
But I can't think what it is.
Would people around here say launch the boat?
Yeah. That would be it.
What do you call the type of boat that you have to use oars with in the water?
Just a rowboat.
You call it a rowboat. Do you know how that's shaped? Are the ends of it usually flat or kind of pointed or what?
Well, it's usually kind of pointed, I believe.
Know anything about how the bottom shaped? Is that flat or curved or?
It's kind of curved.
For a rowboat.
Mm-hmm.
Say you were going to town to buy some material for a dress, and to make sure you got the right color and type of material, you might take a little piece with you to compare.
Sample.
Call that a sample.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard it called anything besides sample?
Mm-mm.
Do some people, anybody around here ever say swatch?
Yeah,
I've heard of swatch. Which what we call
swatch
would be a living room material or rugs or anything like that would be a swatch, wouldn't it?
Well, any kind of material, any piece of anything could that you're going to match could be a swatch or a sample.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say you saw a dress in a store window and it appealed to you. You might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a... dress.
Good looking dress.
Sure would like to have had the money.
Yeah, a pretty dress.
Attractive. But what about, say, the comparative of that? If you might say, well, I think this dress is pretty, but I think this one is even
prettier.
What about the thing that you tie around your waist when you're working in the kitchen to keep your dress from getting dirty?
Apron.
That's an apron. And this thing that I'm writing with is a ballpoint
pen.
And the thing that you use to keep a baby's diapers together, you call that a...
pin, diaper pin.
Diaper pin. Or do people say safety?
Yeah, safety pin and diaper pin,
Well, what about in some old houses, the roof is made out of some kind of metal? You ever
tin, sheet iron.
What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Coat and vest and pants.
You ever heard men call their pants anything else?
Trousers.
Would it mean the same thing?
Yeah.
What about these things that, I guess you saw farmers wearing a lot, and they had straps and a bib, you know? Oh.